Oh, email your answers to shortwave@cfrc.ca. We will mark them. Please put your team name in the subject line. And if you've already played the first round, keep the same team name so we can collect your points. Dinah will play some tunes. That's short. Email us at shortwave@cfrc.ca. And we'll be right back.
All right. All right. All right. All right. So, yes, the team back on our end is going to be marking in those papers that you're sending in to shortwave@cfrc.ca. We'll be back in just a few minutes. In the meantime, yes, we've got some Tiny Horse finishing out with a song called Kiss Me from their first album, first rodeo, released earlier in 2024. We've also got some Lotus Shaker, Luella, and Rooftop Caravan for you in the docket. So we'll be back in a few moments. Thanks for tuning in.
by rescuing and rehoming fair.
Listen to Let It Happen on Saturdays at 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. for a little bit of psych, a little bit of pop, and a whole lot of... And that's only on CFRC 101.9 FM.
And we are back, folks, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. And I'm DJ Squared. And with me is Citrus Maxima, Dr. Momo.
Hello.
Because, yeah, sometime in between our last time doing this and now, somewhere, somebody got a PhD.
Yeah, baby.
All doctored up.
That's it. Not that kind, though. Don't ask me anything.
We prescribe fun here.
That's it.
And, of course, we've got the COVID kid, Dean, joining us from Toronto as well. Hi, Dean.
Hello, folks.
All right. So we've got a winner for this round.
We do. Maybe we'll do answers first and then we'll do winner.
That's the norm.
I think that's the norm.
Yeah.
And then we won't forget this time.
No, thank goodness. What would we do without Steph? Okay. This was superheroes. Number one, Dean, Steph, call me out if I say something, if I pronounce something incorrectly. What is Wolverine's birth name? That is James Howlett. Number two, who portrays Gwen Stacy in Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 3? Three first names, that is Bryce Dallas Howard. Number three, what fictional city is the hometown of the second Flash, Barry Allen? That is Central City. Number four, the Hellboy series was published by what company? Shout out to the team that wrote Queens and McGill University Press. They wish. Dark Horse Comics. Number five, what was the Incredible Hulk's original color? Gray. Okay. Number six, what superhero originates from the planet Tamaran? That is Starfire. Seven, what's the name of the mugger who kills Bruce's parents in Batman Begins? Joe Chill. Sounds not very chill of you. Number eight, the creator of Wonder Woman is also credited with what invention? The lie detector. Number nine, what supervillain has the epithet Devourer of Worlds, Galactus? Oh my. Number 10, which of Marvel's heroes for hire has a catchphrase, sweet Christmas? Shout out to the team that said, I don't know, but he finishes it up with, and a savory new year. You gotta get writing. That's good. This
should be a bonus point.
That's good. Luke Cage, aka Power Man. Number 11, which Canadian artist created the independent superhero series Spawn? Todd McFarlane. 12, what is the lowest grossing MCU movie to date? Steph's upset about this, but it's the Marvels.
I'm very upset about it.
She is.
Yeah.
13, and what decade was the Joker introduced? 1940s? 14, what is the X-Men's base of operations, also known as Xavier's School for Gifted Youngsters? 15, what superhero team was created as a Canadian answer to the Avengers? Alpha Flight. Bonus number one, who are the creators of Superman? Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster. And bonus number two, the superheroic alter ego trope can be traced back to what 1905 novel, The Scarlet Pimpernel? And one team only got that answer right.
Okay.
So shout out to the literary, your background in literary sciences.
Yeah, also, that is stunning.
I didn't know anything about the Scarlet Pimpernel being a book until I was probably in my 20s, because I grew up in the Bugs Bunny era, and there was the Scarlet Pumpernickel, one of the characters. So I'm like, what is the Scarlet Pimpernel? They're spelling it wrong.
I love it. All right, who wants to rank them? Steph, Dean?
Let's go. All right. Are we just doing for this round or are we doing totals?
No, just this round.
Okay. So in fourth place, we have the Trivia Tycoons. In fourth place, we have Ra. In second place, we have JR and Kelly. And in first place, again, we have Team Tater Tots.
Woo! don't let it get to your head.
Fueled by tater tots.
But JR was online saying they don't know anything about superheroes.
And
apparently
they
you
came
do.
In second.
You Be did. Proud of yourself.
You did well. Everybody did well. Thanks for participating. And we are going to dive right into round three. What is the theme of this round?
Ooh, the theme is Kingston. Ooh. Did you weep some tears as you wrote this round, Dean?
Oh, man, I was pretty homesick writing these. And it was also tough to find Kingston questions. I hope that they are not too difficult or... you know, one of them is specifically like an LLCS thing that I learned while we were doing that show. But
I can't wait. I'm excited. Why don't you start, yes. Dean?
And it's actually suitable that we are still listening to all local music behind the scenes
I
right
love
now.
It. Oh, yes. All right, Dean, you want to go first?
All right. Yeah, yeah. Question number one in our Kingston round. For how many years was Kingston Canada's capital?
Ooh.
For how many years was Kingston Canada's capital before they moved that over to Ottawa? I think because it was like easier to defend strategically, I think.
Yeah, they realized that the three sides of water access made it very difficult.
Mm. I mean, so the sprawling city center of Ottawa makes that one hard to defend too. So
you have to get through so many suburban hockey players before you can get to the capital building.
Center of Ottawa. Yeah. It's its own line of defense. You know?
It really suburban is. Okay, but like, have you tried to go up against a suburban hockey player?
They're scary.
It's scary.
They're very scary.
Yeah, they can be big.
Dean is like, he's out there in Toronto, right? So to get from Kingston to Toronto, he had to get through like Ajax and Whippy. And like, there's a lot of suburban hockey players there.
Thankfully, he didn't have to go through Barrie though. I've heard Barrie's the worst for suburban hockey players. All right, no shade.
Number two in the Kingston round. What original name for Kingston has meanings including Muddy River and Great Meeting Place? What original name for Kingston has meanings including Muddy River and Great Meeting Place? If you wanna vibe, we
can let it go. All right, number three. This one's a tricky one because I feel like so many buildings could fall under this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So question number three, which Kingston building's conditions were once so bad it was deemed unfit for bears?
Mm-hmm. I think there's plenty of houses in the student village surrounding university where, well, if you guys recall, there used to be the Golden Cockroach Award that was given out by was it the Queen's Journal or was it the
Golden Words?
Golden Words.
Yeah.
I don't know if they do that anymore, but...
It'd be hard. There's just too many
of them.
Yeah,
there's just so many. Yeah. So number three again, we've got which Kingston building's conditions were once so bad it was deemed unfit for bears?
Did you ever live in one of those Golden Cockroach places?
No, thankfully.
Oh, yeah.
I went to parties at them, though. Because obviously I wasn't hosting parties at my place because it was clean. It wasn't great living conditions, but all my houses were clean.
Clean, yeah. Did you live in a place like that, Dean?
I lived on Aberdeen for a year, and it was a nightmare.
Ooh.
Have you guys seen the like big apartment building they're building up on Aberdeen now?
Nah, it's crazy.
I know.
There's been like construction on Aberdeen forever, Dean. It's
wild.
All gone now.
Yeah,
no, just level the whole thing is what I would do.
I just take it down and start again.
It's a whole brave new world out there, folks. All right.
Question number four for you here. What is the oldest building on Queen's campus?
Ooh.
What is the oldest building on Queen's campus?
This one's pretty old.
Yes.
My office is in a very old building on Queen's campus, and my parents...
I'm pretty sure that's the second oldest building on
Queen's
campus.
The one that
campus,
I'm in, yeah. My parents came down to see me for grad, and they were, like, so excited because I'm a prof now, and they were like, we want to see your office. And I was like,
you
no,
sure?
You don't.
Yeah.
No,
I once had an office in that building as well, and it was absolutely terrible, and it was still better than your office. We discussed earlier today.
I mean, it is full of cheer. Cheer and good spirits is what that office is full of. So, you know. All right, number five.
I love how charitable you are right now.
I feel so charitable. It's because I'm not doing my PhD anymore.
Yeah.
That's why. Fair. Number five, the waters around Kingston attract divers who search for what? The waters around Kingston attract divers who search for what?
I think that Kingston should make an Outer Banks style show. You know, like a bunch of teens just like searching the waters for this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would be very good. Fun. We have a film office. What is a film office doing? Write a letter, Steph.
I will. Yeah.
Sounds like that could be a grant opportunity for you or for any of our film buffs out there.
Yeah. I feel like Crave could get on this because they're really big on like Canadian content, right?
It's true.
Yeah.
Somebody watched the other day Crimson Peak. Do you remember when that was filmed in Kingston, Young?
No.
It was filmed in Market Square and they like brought in straw and they put all new storefronts down there.
Was it supposed to be the UK? Because normally when they film something in Market Square, they pretend it's like somewhere in Old England.
And this was exactly it. It might have been Old America. Yeah, behind the scenes, Kingston, Ontario. Guillermo del Toro here in Kingston. Do you have a question about him, Dean?
No, not this time around.
Maybe next time.
But he lives in Toronto. He's always, if you follow him on Twitter, he's like, you should check out this bookstore.
Wow.
Cool.
One of the little guys.
Mm-hmm. All right, question number six. Kingston contains what? Sorry. Kingston contains part of what World Heritage site?
What?
Yup. Question number six. Kingston contains part of what World Heritage site?
Interesting.
Yeah, I just re-Googled this to double check that I was right. Because I was like, wait, for real?
You're allowed to use Google, though. Nobody else is.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, no, I get some
You know, I can confirm that this is correct because ages ago, like I'm talking almost like a decade ago because that's how long I've been in Kingston. Mm. I worked for Thousand Island Cruises and like the tourism, like the trolley tours and stuff.
Yes.
And so I got really, really knowledgeable about Kingston's history.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you should have written this one.
Apparently, yeah. But Kingston having things that are part of, you know, the World Heritage Site was like their second line of every single tour. They're like really, really proud of it. So.
Well, I'm really proud of question number seven here. Question number seven, how many Martello Towers remain in Kingston?
Good question.
How many Martello Towers remain in Kingston?
And which one's your favorite?
Yes. Crucial information we need to
totally.
Know.
Totally. Do they all have their own name? Like, I know at least one of them has a name.
They do.
They all, yes, they all Steph knows.
Could I tell you all of their names?
Tell us their names.
I could not.
I only know Murnie. That's the only one I know.
That's the only one I know, too.
Yeah. But they do all have names.
That's so cute. How do I get a Martello Tower named after me? What do I have to do with this?
You probably have to give a sizable endowment.
Darn.
And I'm not even sure to whom.
Yeah, we just get right. We just got to build another one. Start a GoFundMe, Dean. For Kingston's next... I was about to give the answer. Kingston's next Martello Tower. Won't tell you how many there are.
It'll be the Momo Tower.
That's it. Yep. Number eight. Are we on number eight?
Yes.
Yep.
Bellevue House was...
Bellevue
House was the residence of which famous Kingstonian? Bellevue House was the residence of which famous Kingstonian? Steph, did you hear my tummy grumble? I'm hungry.
I get it.
I love it.
Almost dinner time.
I know.
I'm sorry, I don't have soup with me.
Oh. And wild honestly, mushroom rice sounds good.
I was doing well until you mentioned your soup, and then that's all I've been able to think about. Mm-hmm. Next time, you'll have to bring soup for everybody.
That's it.
For the whole class.
Dean, how was your lunch? You said you did. Oh, did you eat your wings?
No, I'm just sitting there. I'm just watching them.
That's torture.
It feels inappropriate to be hosting covered in wing sauce. So I'm going to... just really let myself go to town.
Nobody can see you. You can put wing sauce on your hands if you want.
But then you'd hear like the principle of a thing. I'm wearing a three-piece suit.
Yeah, right. He is. He is. We can verify that.
All right. Question number 9. Salteron is a fictional town based on Kingston, invented by what author? Question number 9. Salteron is a fictional town based on Kingston, invented by what author?
Dean, do you recall the name of the book? We don't have to say it now, but...
I don't recall. I think it's like a series of books. There was like a trilogy that were all set in Salterton.
Oh, yes. Salteron. Do you want me to tell you?
Salterton. Okay. It was I mistake the name. It's Salterton. Not yeah, no, Salterton. Salterton.
It's spelled Salterton.
Salterton.
Yes, yeah. But as per a Google search that Mariah is so nicely doing, Salterton.
Again, I am allowed to Google. You're not allowed to Google. All right, number 10. During the 1976 Summer Olympics of Montreal, which events were hosted in Kingston? During the 1976 Summer Olympics of Montreal, which events were hosted in Kingston? If there was an Olympic, like a series of Olympic activities only set in Kingston, what would they be? Like my first thought was like jaywalking.
University Beer Mile.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do they still do the polar plunge? Could that be an event?
I don't know if they do. If anybody here is going to be doing it, it's going to be Steph.
I still do the polar plunge.
Yeah, she just does it in her backyard every day.
Well, no, I go down to the lake.
You plunge yourself into the lake?
Yeah.
When was the last time you did it?
Oh, it's been a few weeks now.
Yeah,
but normally I go like once a week.
Dean, when was the last time you plunged yourself into Lake Ontario?
Oh, God, years.
Well, he is an environmental scientist.
Yeah, I prefer my ignorance. Thank you. I definitely have gotten sick after polar plunging one time, though. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So
I won't tell your mother.
She's aware.
She knows.
She knows I'm chaotic at the best of times.
Question number 11 here. Kingston Kingston is an abbreviation of the King's Town. Which king does this refer to? Kingston is an abbreviation of the King's Town. That's a little fun fact. Which king does this refer to?
Burger King. the two-tier Burger King that was at Division and Princess. Is that still there?
I think so.
I'm trying to understand if that's a real memory or a fake one. It was two floors, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's been there forever. I went to KCVI and, you know, at lunch, leave campus or the school and go downtown. What Burger King was one of those places we'd hit up, and that was like back in the late 80s kind of thing, right?
Crazy. Just around time when Kingston got its name.
Yeah.
The King's Town.
Back in the day.
Burger King.
All right, question number 12. Which famous musician was born in Kingston on November 5th, 1959? Question 12 again. Which famous musician was born in Kingston on November 5th, 1959?
Emily Steele. It was her.
True. She looks good for being born in 1959.
Timeless. Yeah. She's timeless.
I must say, I did see this person perform recently.
You did?
It was great.
Wow.
In Kingston.
Really? Yeah. And did he make a shout out to it being his hometown?
No, he did not.
I bet people were angry.
I was angry.
What's it called? Slush Puppy Place?
Yeah. Could you have imagined that it got more unserious since you left, Dean?
Oh, it's so funny.
The Slush Puppy. You know what I did
learn? But I can't even be mad because I do love Slush Puppies.
It's true.
Yeah.
I agree with you. And you know what I learned? My partner Cameron and I, we like Frontenacs games. And the other day, we went to a Frontenacs game on a Friday. And do you know, on Fridays, they have
dollar hot dogs?
Dollar hot dogs at the Fronts game.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah. It was really worth it.
Can you get a slush puppy with it?
You can get a slush puppy and five hot dogs for a fiver.
You know what? I'm getting to the age now where, like, going to the club, not fun. Going to a hockey game,
For a loony dog?
A loony dog and a slush puppy?
Come on.
Sign me up.
I know.
Can I be in bed by 10 too?
You can. Oh. It depends if there's overtime or a shootout, but you know.
That is the dream.
That's true. Man.
Saturday night, be home in bed by 10.
I was asleep by 9:30 last night.
Wow.
No lie.
That's why you look so well rested.
I was asleep by about 11 o'clock at least on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dean, what time did you go to bed last night?
Probably like 10:30.
Wow.
Which is, yeah, not too bad.
Not like we used to. I just saw online advertised a long beloved grad club event, Slow Dance.
Yeah.
It's actually happening on Valentine's Day this year, which
That's
is very
fantastic.
Exciting. But yeah. I can remember us three being at the grad club after a slow dance and leaving at like 4:45 in the morning.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah.
I would simply burst into flames if I saw 4:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I was working.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I often see 4:45 in the morning, but what? After I've slept.
All right. Well, I'm usually not sleeping. I might still be working too.
Oh my gosh.
Like I often get up at 5 a.m. these days because
animals.
Apparently that's what you do.
Yeah.
Animals.
No.
All right. Number 13.
Yep.
Yeah.
Number 13. At 124 square kilometers, Wolf Island is twice the size of what other notable island?
That's such a vague question.
I'm imagining Dean has a list of notable islands that he, you know, keeps up on his corkboard.
A geography question. How big does everyone know the size of all the islands of the world? This is a tough one, folks. 15 questions on Kingston.
It appears we're missing a number 14 question.
We got it.
No,
don't worry.
We have it.
I do
it's
have one
refreshed.
Related to CFRC.
Ooh.
Unless we want to use it as a bonus question.
We should add it as a bonus question.
Okay.
Dean has another one in here.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. I have a question 14 if you're ready for it, folks.
We're ready for it, folks.
What mythical beast supports the left side of Kingston's coat of arms?
Wow.
Left brain, right brain stuff here.
So if you happen to be living right next to City Hall, open up that cushion and have a look.
All right, number 15. Who was the first mayor of the city of Kingston? This is definitely the question that you got from LLCS. Is that true?
Yeah. I was actually number three up there.
Oh, okay. I was fondly remembering the deep dive that you guys did on city councilors, which was one of my favorite episodes.
Oh, yeah.
But I won't repeat
chaos
because it's before 11 o'clock. But yeah, it was good. So that's number 15. Who was the first mayor of the city of Kingston? Shout out to the Late Late Capitalism show. That was such a good show.
And I miss that show.
Two folks are still at CFRC, right? Chance and Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
Do you miss gracing the waves, Dean?
But Dean is also on CFRC every Tuesday with Megan as well.
You guys are still doing Indie Wake Up. Get out of town.
We still do Indie Wake Up, yeah.
Wow. And from Toronto, right, it's so far away that the time difference, you know, really means you're getting up really early.
Oh, yeah. No, we make it work, though. The commute back and forth is killer.
But worth it. Definitely worth it.
All right. We're moving into the bonus questions now. First of the bonus questions, aka question number 16. Due to the station broadcasting the Queen's Tricolors 3 Grey Cup wins in the 1920s, what was it joked that CFRC stood for? Wow, that I feel like we could have written that question a little bit easier to understand.
This is a tough one. I don't know if Dinah's question is better than
that one. In the 1920s, CFRC, which we are currently broadcasting on right now, broadcasted the Queen's Tricolor team's 3 Grey Cup wins. Because of this, what did they joke that CFRC stood for?
She broke it down for you.
What is the acronym of CFRC?
Yeah.
Or the fabled acronym?
We accept joke submissions for this too, if you don't know.
We love jokes.
We want to know what you think CFRC could stand for.
Oh my God. Question number 17 is very good. This is bonus question number two. Really well done, Dean. Bonus question number two or question 17. Kingston is known as the Limestone City. What is the chemical formula of limestone? A little shout out to all our STEM girlies in the house. This one's for you.
I recently read Project Hail Mary, the book. Great book, by the way. Everyone should read it. However, it's very heavy on the science, and I know nothing about science. So I feel like maybe after reading that, I should know the answer to this question, but alas, I do not.
All right. I have one more question.
All right,
Dinah. A bonus.
We're ready. Give it to us, Dinah.
And I'll leave it to all three of you to also guess, too.
Ooh.
CFRC moved to Carruthers Hall in the late 1950s after a fire destroyed our original studio. Which building at Queen's University was CFRC originally located? In which building was the station originally located?
I definitely knew this at one point, but I don't know if I can remember.
Mariah's office.
It was in my office. Yep. See, okay, so that was CFRC moved to Carruthers Hall in the late 1950s after a fire destroyed our original studio. In which building was the station originally located? That's it. All right, email your answers to shortwave@cfrc.ca. That is shortwave at cfrc.ca. We will mark them. And then we'll be right back for our final round. Another shout out to the CFRC funding drive, which is continuing now. Dinah, tell us more about the funding drive. How's it going?
I will jump in on that while you guys mark your stuff. So, yes, CFRC is very close to achieving our $25,000 goal. We are just within a few hundred dollars of receiving our $25,000 goal. $2,500. Whoopsie. Anyhow, our fundraiser actually ended by December 31st, but we are so very close. To our achieving our goal. If you can donate now via CFRC.ca, we'd really appreciate your support to get us to that $25,000 goal. We'd really appreciate it. It goes towards our station programming, station operations, and making sure that we're all kitted out, especially with all of the projects that we are doing in the community to support our local musicians. Make sure we have good equipment for them to work on while they're in our stations doing live shows. And yeah, if you haven't actually checked out our website, cfrc.ca, we have a lot of really great videos where we have videographers shooting video of these live performances and interviews in our studio space. And we want to continue to do that, and we want to continue to grow that capacity in order to support our local artists, particularly young and emerging musicians. We need equipment to do that. Some of our stuff is still, you know, pretty old. We've got one studio with a 50-year-old soundboard in it we'd like to replace, and they're pretty expensive. I'd like to get to the point where we can have fresh, modern stuff in all of our studios. So any little bit counts. Anyhow, we'll be back in just a few minutes with the winners of round three, and then we're going to climb into the music round. But for now, we're going to listen to some more great local stuff. Just as a shout out for JR, who we know is tuning in with his lovely wife, Kelly. Going to play some Groove Commute from back in the day for your listening pleasure. This is Chuck Berry right now on CFRC.
I'm not
We are back live on CFRC 101.9 FM for Grad Club Trivia, and we just finished our third round, and the gang is coming back with some answers and winners from that round. Oui, over to you.
Oh, yes.
Do you want to do the answers? I feel like I did the answers
sure.
last time.
All right, I got you. All right, so this round was all about Kingston, and if you have not lived here as long as I have, apparently, might have been challenging for you, but here we go. So, Kingston was Canada's capital for 3 years. The original name for Kingston has meanings including muddy river and great meeting place, and that is Cataraqui.
Cataraqui.
My bad. It also means mall. So, you know. Which Kingston building's conditions were once so bad it was deemed unfit for bears? That is the prison for women.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure it was considered that when it was still open. So, mm-hmm. you know, we'll love that. What is the oldest building on Queen's campus? That is Summerhill. It was built in 1839, wow. if you're big on dates. The waters around Kingston attract divers who search for shipwrecks.
Someone said garbage, which is also sadly true.
But, yeah, there are actually very good organizations around that. Divers will volunteer to do cleanup of waterways.
Let's go. Shout out to you guys.
Yeah. Number 6, Kingston contains part of what World Heritage Site? That is the Rideau Canal. How many Martello Towers remain in Kingston? There's 4. Do we know how many there were when it was like at its peak? No?
No.
Okay.
I think there were always 4. So the remains there is a little
okay.
misleading.
I got excited. I thought maybe there's like 20. All right. Bellevue House was the residence of which famous Kingstonian? That was Sir John A. Macdonald.
Boo.
Yeah. He also was in, like, he lived everywhere. Mm. I'm pretty sure Bellevue House was where he just sent his wife when she got sick.
Mm.
He had his office space in a building I used to live in, right above what used to be the Right Spot restaurant downtown.
The Right Spot.
There was a historic plaque on that building. I don't know if that plaque still exists there, but
I think
breakfast. They just gave up on those plaques. Like, first off, because, you know, Sir John is dicey at best. And also because there were just so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number 9. Saltairon is a fictional town based on Kingston, invented by Robertson Davies.
And these are the names of the books in the trilogy, which was Tempest Tossed, Leaven of Malice, and A Mixture of Frailties.
Mm.
Those were the Davies books.
Might have to check those out later.
Mm.
So during the 1976 Summer Olympics of Montreal, which events were hosted in Kingston? And that was all the sailing events.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So you'll probably know Portsmouth Olympic Harbor.
And also known as the Canadian Olympic Sailing Regatta.
Ooh, were you there?
Well, it happened every year, basically, afterwards, too. Yeah,
and it still goes on.
Wow.
Yeah. Kingston is an abbreviation of the Kingstown, and it's referring to King George III, not the Burger King.
He is also, I was going to say George III, otherwise known as the Burger King.
which famous musician was born in Kingston? That is Bryan Adams. Bet you didn't know that. He doesn't apparently either because he doesn't acknowledge it. At 124 square kilometers, Wolf Island is twice the size of what other notable island? That is Manhattan.
Mm.
That's wild.
People got this for the record. You folks are smart.
Yeah, that was impressive. Yeah. That is very impressive. I'm surprised by that, that it's twice the size of Manhattan. Similar population density also.
For cats, at least.
Mm-hmm. For cats. Another shout out to Emily Steele and all your good work with the cats on Wolf Island.
Number 14, what mythical beast supports the left side of Kingston's coat of arms? And that is a griffin.
What mythical beast supports the right side, Dean?
A lion, non-mythical one.
Non-mythical beast.
I feel like that's just every single coat of arms. It's a griffin and a lion.
It's just a template.
Yeah. Anyway, who was the first mayor of the city of Kingston? Thank you to the person that put Mariah Horner, PhD. Mm-hmm. We love that.
I would never want that job.
Yeah.
except for to oust. Never mind. Yeah. But yeah, continue.
Don't worry, we caught it. It was actually John Counter. Mm. Yeah.
Now it's just still a road called Counter Street. It's Counter Street, not John Counter Boulevard. Counter Street.
Is that what it used to be called?
Yes.
Wow.
Townies will appreciate this.
Counter Street. All right, bonus question. Due to the station broadcasting the Queen's Colors 3 Grey Cup wins in the 1920s, CFRC was jokingly said that it stood for Canada's Famous Rugby Champions. Don't know if anybody got that one. That one's pretty niche. Yeah.
Somebody said something about rugby and football and stuff, so good for them.
Kingston is known as the Limestone City. What is the chemical formula of limestone? That is CaCO3.
Ooh, somebody was so close, said CaCO4.
Oh, so close.
Heartbreak.
And the last one, CFRC moved to Carruthers Hall in the late 1950s after a fire destroyed the original studio. In which building was the station originally located? That's Fleming Hall.
Fleming Hall.
Did anybody get it?
No, nobody I marked.
No, Dean? Alas.
All right.
No, no.
All right. In last place, we have the Trivia Tycoons. In second to last place, we have Ra 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 Ah Ah. Rama Rama Ma. That's my guess on how to pronounce it. In second place, we have JR and Kelly. And in first place, we have Team Tater Tots. You're really crushing it. We appreciate your commitment to the bet. You're doing great.
All right, so now we've got some more trivia action, and hopefully this will be a little easier. We've put together a music round for everybody. The theme, because it's the bleakest time of year, I went with color.
Love it.
And we'll need our participants to be able to send in responses, including name of the song and name of the artist. Color may appear in either a song name or an artist name. Possibly both, but it could be in either the song name or the artist name will be the name of a color.
Yes, and just to clarify, I do believe we always did 1 point for the song name and 1 point for the artist name.
That's exactly it.
So if you don't know both, at least put down one, because you might get some points from that.
Awesome.
And I also remember that this is the point in the program where we did go heavy on the puns. So if anybody wants to introduce song number one, if they have a pun in their pocket...
Well, okay. Well, I'm also in a weird situation now where before I used to be on a computer where it was at my right hand, and now I have to be crossed over to use my hand to use a soundboard.
I love it.
And my computer, which has the list.
I love it.
And so I'm literally crossing my arms so I can reach both the
computers. She's got choreo going on over there.
Yeah, indeed. So I'm going to have to leave it to you guys to do the punning. But here we go with song number one. And again, artist and title, 1 point each. And the name of a color will appear in the song name or as part of the artist's name. That was song number one.
Song number two. You know, Dean, I really miss hanging out with you. I really should just pick up the phone and say, yellow, song number two.
Thank you.
going to fade that one down. It's a pretty long intro, but it was a pretty big song for a really long time. So if you know it, you know it. If you don't, you don't.
Okay, but we're ready for song number three here. Folks, this song, Cerulean. Cerulean.
Oh. I like the throwback to the earlier question.
You get a sticker for that.
Yeah.
All right.
You blew my mind with that, man. All right. And then we've got song number four coming up.
Yeah, song number four, you know, it's really nice for us all to get back together. I would say it's not just good, it's great. Song number four.
Alrighty.
Okay, folks. Orange, you excited to hear song number five?
Nice.
Oh, I love how you're bobbing your heads over there, little headbanger pals. All right, we're moving into song number six.
Oh, song number six. Oh, goodness. You know, I'm really bad at remembering the names for songs. Sometimes it makes me green with jealousy. Song number six. Not a pun, it's just a sentence. I didn't think about it ahead of time. I was too busy bobbing my head. That's number six.
I guess I should know by the way you popped your car sideways. I don't wouldn't last. You're the other kind of person.
All righty. We are coming up to song number seven.
Song number seven, folks. Let's see if you get this one white. Horrible.
That was really good.
And bad.
That's another sticker for you, Dean.
All righty, now we're going to climb up into number eight. Did you guys black out over there, or did you got something else for us?
Nice.
Gina, that joke was hilarious.
Two on one song? Come on, guys.
Okay, all right. We are now moving over toward number nine.
song number 9 was one that I got wrong, and I disappointed my wife so dearly that she had to get violent with me. Mm. I don't know. Cry for help.
Okay, we are now moving over towards song number 10, guys.
Yeah, you know, neither me or Steph is a STEM major, but Dean is a STEM major, so he's really good at being able to tell songs right or wrong scientifically. Number 10.
Deep cut, man.
Cyan is one of the major printer colors.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before.
All right, and now we move towards song number 11.
I just wanted to get sentimental here for a second because it's been so long since I've seen everyone, and I really love being able to choral all of our friends together again.
Aw, heart shape. Here's song number 11, folks.
And the sky was made of amethyst. And all the stars were just like little fish. You should learn when to go. You should learn how.
This was the first CD I ever bought.
I love it.
All right, so we are now moving into song number 12. Dean.
Song number 12, ready, set, indigo.
Yeah. That was a good one.